Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader. My research of sales teams at Engage has found that 100% of salespeople understand why setting goals is important. We also know that most of our goals are handed to us, at least our professional goals, our sales goals, and we're expected to accomplish them regardless of whether we think they're fair or what's happening in the marketplace and despite the competition. In fact, over the last couple of years, approximately 60% of salespeople failed to achieve their objectives. Now, why is that? My belief is that in the overwhelming majority of cases, people are failing to achieve their goals because they lack a detailed plan on how they can accomplish their goals. In fact, very few people understand what they need to do on a daily and a weekly basis to achieve their goals. So let's take a look at this. I have a four-step planning tool that you can use to make sure you accomplish your goals year over year. Number one is to define your objective and make this definition quantifiable. What specifically are your sales and production goals for this year? For example, I want to close $1 million in new business and $1 million in existing repeat business this year. Write those goals down. Trust me, the old adage, out of sight, out of mind, is so true in sales. I suggest that you take that $1 million or $2 million goal and put it on a big piece of scrap paper right in front of your eyes, right over your computer, so you can't miss it every day. In fact, many of our platinum clients say this single technique of keeping their goal in front of them is the differentiator in terms of them hitting their goal or not. Step number two. Plan to succeed by breaking your goals down into quarterly, monthly, weekly, and daily goals. Here's an example of a sales quota on how an average salesperson can expect to perform. If your new business goal is $1 million and your average sales size is $50,000, you need 20 sales in order to hit your goals. So based on average sales statistics, that means to accomplish your goals for the year, you can assume the following. The average salesperson closes 1 in 3 qualified leads. Therefore, to make 20 sales, your sample salesperson needs 60 qualified prospects. The average salesperson needs to meet 3 prospects in order to qualify 1. So in the example we're sharing here, our salesperson needs to meet 180 prospects. And the average salesperson needs to make 20 attempts, phone calls, voicemails, emails, to get 1 meeting. So our average salesperson needs to make 36 attempts this year to hit their goals. Now that sounds like a frightening number to a lot of people, but remember that that's 3,600 attempts over the course of a year, which really translates into 300 attempts a month, 75 attempts a week, or just 15 attempts per day. Now that's what I call an easy plan to follow. And you know what? The good news is whether you have a CRM or Excel or Outlook to manage this, you can do it. Now, step number three, this is where it gets really hard because now you have to execute on your plan. How do you execute? Well, I suggest start today. I mean, half the battle is just showing up. Also, track your attempts, your meetings, your closing ratios consistently and measure your results. Commit yourself to detailed accountability. The top 10% of sales performers have this one thing in common. They are committed to detailed accountability. And the last thing in terms of executing your plan is prospect consistently. Whether you choose to make all of your weekly calls in one day or do a small amount each day, it doesn't matter, but block the time out and get it done. What matters is that you are consistent. Think of yourself as the professional you are. Golfers would tell you that it's the consistency of their practice time, the hundreds of balls that they hit and putts every day, that leads to ultimate success. The last step, step four, is all about reinforcement. You need to reinforce your goals to stay motivated. So keep records and make lists. Successful salespeople record their progress towards their goal every day and then list the 5 most important things they need to do the next day to move that goal even further ahead. Tasks that are rewarded are tasks that get done. So find yourself a reward that you can give yourself each day. My personal reward when I was doing daily prospecting calls is a trip to the local Starbucks for my favorite drink. No calls, no coffee. It's that simple. So guess what got done first thing every morning? The last thing is to remember to write your goals down, but also to update them consistently based on your real results, and then make them public and display them close by. Studies show that when people share their goals with others, they are 70% more likely to achieve them, because you don't want to let people down. Share your goals with the people you respect the most, and you'll work harder to ensure you won't disappoint them. So what conclusion can we draw from all of this? The difference between top sales performers and the rest of the field is clear. Top performers have a plan to achieve their goals, and they act on that plan every day. This year, commit yourself to being a top performer. Design a daily, weekly, or monthly plan and act on it consistently and monitor your results. You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.